Let me talk about the fact that in 2003, you were 74 years old, and you were then becoming an artist in a different way.
Well, yes, of course, I took art classes in college, primarily in watercolor. Most of them are abstract, and thank heavens, none of them are still in existence. Off and on, I would dabble in art, but I decided to take a course under Ruthie Armstrong. I had done watercolors and a little bit of oil. I had never done acrylics. She said, we're going to do acrylics, and I hated it. My first painting was of a bottle. It was all right. It was a green bottle. I took it home and brought it back to my office, and I think I painted a lemon beside it or something, and it was all right. I just laid it there for a day or two, and I took one look at it afterwards, and I thought, surely you can do better than that. So I painted it all out and did a series of colorful jugs, and all of a sudden it hit. I loved acrylics, and I've been doing them ever since.
You're doing landscapes?
I do a little bit of everything. I cannot copy a photograph. I do not have that kind of a mind. I was asked one time to a charity art show, and I said, all right. And they said, now you need to connect with some Tulsa personality. And I said, oh, I don't want to do that. I didn't realize that was one of the requirements. So they called me a couple days later, and they said, well, we've got the personality that you should connect with, and that's Steve Sundry. He's handled your books. You should do a portrait of him. I started laughing, and they said, what's wrong? I said, my portrait of Steve would look more like Daffy Duck. So I said, no, I don't want to do that. They came back and they said, well, what about getting with Francine Ringo, who had been the poet laureate of Oklahoma, and work with her and have her do a poem? I loved it. She did a wonderful poem called Walton's Line, L-I-N-E. In fact, it's about this long. Do you want me to read it?
I would love to have you read it.
In commenting about this poem, I've always said the piece of artwork that I submitted was so-so, but her poem is wonderful. It is called Walton's Line, and it was based on the fact that I use a lot of line work in my painting.
Line work, what does that mean?
Well, with a pen or something like that. Just part of the composition.
Right.
Walton's Line, a slim line separates the white from the black, jiggles and twists, totters like an old man trying to separate the land he once loved from the clouds he now craves, even smells in the sun, alluring as rest and sleep and soundless words he cannot read as he wishes. What can be done with this horizontal promise, the wobbling gait, unsteady rue of time? As the line swigs in the wind, will he lift one foot and balance like an acrobat, or stumble and shake until point of collapse? We are, or so it seems, all unsteady in this great walk, until from the distance an orange light lifts, then settles a crown on each unsuspecting head.
That's nice.